You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift, and we are live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan here. Dylan is back at the studio, and Gordon is out here keeping us on air. Before we get into the SEC schedule, because someone is saying that Georgia has one of the easiest schedules for the SEC, I saw a headline making national news. Have you seen this Buford football stadium that was just opened up?
Oh, God, yes.
Cost $62 million, seats 10,000 people, has 15 luxury suites. What are we doing with luxury suites in high school?
Well,
exactly what it sounds like.
City school like that, they got a lot of private funding, so you donate to, you know, that's how you get a $62 million stadium. It's funny because at one point, I can't remember. I'd heard this story from my buddy who lives up here because I saw it when it was being built. But someone told them that their video board was not the biggest in the country for a high school, and they then reinvested and made it bigger or something like that. And it's just like, yeah.
You know what's crazy, too, and by the way, ding, we're just right around the corner, obviously, from Buford High School, and Flowery Branch High School is right across the road, and Gainesville High School is right up the road. You know what's interesting about that is when I was in high school, and about 20-plus years ago, Georgia football was considered like fifth or sixth in the national kind of landscape of high school football, right? You always had Florida and Texas and California, and then you'd have the argument for Ohio or whoever else it may be in there. Like, you start to see national headlines, and this is coming out more and more of Georgia football. I know that Cam Newton went on a rant earlier this week about what Georgia football is and the fact that there's, I don't know, 20 teams ranked in the top 100. Of.
He seems to go on rants. I mean, he's
having trouble not calling the, you know, pot calling the kettle. But from that. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, it is interesting how far Georgia, and there's a lot of nationally recognized programs at this time, and you do see, I mean, the same things are being said, and I know the Buford Stadium has made headlines for good reason, but the same things being said about the programs at Gainesville and Rome and Marietta and all over the place, you know, down in Valdosta, Lowndes County, all these places that have these type of programs and this type of funding. It's just high school football is just hitting another level these days.
Okay, so to that point, it used to just be Lowndes and Valdosta and I think LaGrange was one of the teams that was there. Cartersville was like those teams. And then Buford and Grayson. And really, to me, what happened is there's been an influx of – just call it what it is, money in this North Georgia area. And a lot of it is athlete money. There's a lot of retired NFL, NBA, and players. You know, the Miltons of the world have grown up. That area has popped up with some money. There's been and that's helped to me funnel some of these programs to what you're talking about and how it's helped create. But there was also some schools. Westlake obviously had Cam, but there was, and Southwest DeKalb was a big program back in the day, and Parkview, right? It used to just be Parkview and their rival, who escapes my mind right now.
Michael Palmer went to Parkview.
Yeah.
A teammate of mine.
Jeff Francoeur.
Yep.
Parkview kid. Brookwood. It was Parkview and Brookwood up north, but now the other schools have popped up. I think a lot of it has to do with the money that's moved in this area, because this area has kind of been developed lately, and who's developing it?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, it's, since we are so close, it has me curious. I kind of want to drive by on the way home, but I don't know what the rules are about just exploring like a high school campus.
A random person on campus. If it was one of us with a beard and like a hat, then we'd look way more weird.
Well, what I will tell you is you can see it from a main road.
Yeah.
Because that campus it's basically a college campus because they have more than just a high school there. But the athletic fields are on one side. Some of the high school and stuff's on the other. Like, their locker room, I still think, is on the other side. I think they're going to have to walk across the street some way, like a bridge or something.
Allie, I've told this story before, but before we move on, when we had the NFL lockout, which was in the summer of 2011, when players got locked out and we could not come to the facility, mm-hmm. Matt Ryan sends a text message out to the entire team. Hey, guys, at this time, this day, on these days of the week, we're going to meet over at Buford High School. I show up day one. I'm out in this nice turf field stadium, and I'm like, where is everybody? I must be in the wrong place. Dude, that was like the soccer field. Like, it looked like my high school football stadium. On the other side of campus, which was like, felt like 2 miles away, was the rest of the football team practicing in this unbelievable, and this is 15 years ago, and now they've replaced it with a $62 million stadium. So, nice.
If you are invested in Buford's football program, they will kick off the season on ESPN August 14th against Milton. So going back to Georgia, CBS Sports, Brandon Marcello put out a list of his SEC strength of schedule rankings for the 2025 season. And out of the 16 SEC teams, he has Georgia ranked 14th, saying they basically have the third easiest schedule in the SEC this year. You guys are looking at the schedule right now. Do you agree with him?
I think the one thing that he brings up that and look, they have a tough schedule. When you look at the teams that they are playing, it's insanely tough. But I think the one thing he does bring up is that you have three true road games, and you'll have a neutral site against Georgia Tech. And the fact that your toughest road game is against Tennessee, the other two road matchups, Auburn and Mississippi State. Bo, I'll let you touch on that as well before we kind of get into the nitty-gritty. But I do think as far as travel goes, that they do kind of catch a couple of breaks. I don't know that it's 14th. I'm looking deeper into some of the other schedules right now, but 14th is pretty far down there.
Georgia's a touchdown favorite in every game so far right now in Vegas other than two, which is Alabama and Texas, the Alabama and Texas games. It's a very good thing to bring up like he did about the road games and stuff. You start with Marshall and Austin Peay, and then you play in Knoxville, and then you have a bye, and you go on a brutal stretch of Alabama at home, which is that is a tough game. I think Alabama's going to be very good this year, and then you have Kentucky at Auburn and Mississippi. Now, Ole Miss, I think, is going to struggle a little bit this year, replacing guys like Jackson. I know their quarterback's phenomenal, but that's a get-back game, too, for Kirby, because I think he felt that they were embarrassed last year in Oxford because they were beat up badly in the trenches by Ole Miss. It's not on paper, the schedule is nowhere near as tough as it was last year. So I don't necessarily think it's the 14th hardest schedule. That's kind of hard for me to fathom. But, you know, he also has Florida as the fifth hardest schedule when they had the toughest schedule ever last year. And they also have, you know, back-to-back road trips at LSU and Miami in September alone. So I think there's a little bit of I think Brandon Marcello, who did this article, is looking at this a little bit wrong to me. I don't agree with everything he's saying, but you know, there's some there is some truth that this doesn't feel on paper as tough as it did last year for Georgia.
And the thing too is I do like Brandon Marcello's writing. There is part of me, and I know there's some Georgia fans out there that feel the same way. He used to be an Auburn beat writer for a long time. He kind of still, to me, kind of skews through that lens just a little bit. And that's not a professional shot. He has Alabama as the 10th ranked schedule. I mean, you're opening at Florida State. You also have Wisconsin in week three. That's tough. You're going to Georgia after the bye week. Both teams coming off a bye week for that matchup there in Athens at the end of September. I will say this, too, and I kind of went through this. I was actually talking to a Georgia friend of mine last night and kind of asked him what does he think the toughest game on Georgia's schedule is, because I think there's a lot of options. I think, you know, you mentioned it, Bo. I think Ole Miss maybe takes a step back, but we don't know. I mean, they're a team that has historically hit the portal, and we know that Lane Kiffin can kind of scheme up things when it comes to offense. you could point to an Alabama, but, you know, Alabama doesn't look like they're going to have that run-first quarterback mentality the way they did last year in that first quarter against Georgia. I'll be curious to see how they react in that way. You know the answer he gave me as to which game he thinks is the toughest game on Georgia's schedule? At Tennessee in week three, which I thought was insane because Tennessee really, in a lot of different ways, missing maybe their three best players off last year's team with Samson, Iamaliava. Obviously, James Pierce is out here at practice. But they have elite players at every level of defense up there in Tennessee. So I do look at that game in week three for Georgia. I do think that's a tough one. You know, look, the Florida game is going to be tough when DJ Lagway maybe is healthy. You're going to get Texas, who obviously a lot of people are penciling in to win the SEC. And Georgia Tech, who you went to how many overtimes last year? That game will be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium at the end of the year on a Friday. So there is a lot of different ones that you can have hiccups with if you're the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know that how I look at this and say, oh, yep, 14th ranked schedule.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's going to be the reason the Tennessee game is going to be tough is going to be the first it's the first real test, I guess you can say, for Georgia. At least Tennessee opens on a neutral site against Syracuse. And that's something, you know, Tennessee's going to have. And I think Syracuse is one of those teams that if you're not, you know, do I think Tennessee should be able to bring their B-plus game and beat Syracuse? Yes. But I'm not going to tell you that doesn't mean they're going to dog walk them. And I think Syracuse is a program that could be very much on the rise.
Yeah,
we've seen that last year. They were nowhere near, what they had been in kind of a disappointment in the past. So, I just can't. You know, it's just weird to me. I mean, there's some really good teams that are low on this, and there's some teams that are very high on this schedule. Vanderbilt, he has as the toughest schedule. Then Miss State and Arkansas.
All three of
those teams seem to be disappointments.
Vanderbilt might end up – I think Vanderbilt will be a better team this year than they were last year. I think they've added some guys to the portal. I think a lot of people just assume Vanderbilt kind of hits its peaks and valleys, and they were decent last year, so they're not going to be good this year. It's not necessarily the case. I think that Vanderbilt's a better team probably than they were last year. The problem is, like he mentioned in the article, you're going to face on the road four top 15 teams. And that includes Bama and Texas. So that's going to be terrifying. Remember, they also have to play Georgia State again this year, who they lost to last year, which is going to be quite interesting as well.
Well, they're on the road in back-to-back weeks in September against Virginia Tech and South Carolina, and one of those teams definitely has some get-back in mind because that was when Vanderbilt kind of said, hey, we are not the Vanderbilt of old because, look, we're going to beat Virginia Tech to open the season.
They're playing – that's kind of crazy. I didn't even realize that until you just said that. But, you know, South Carolina plays Virginia Tech as well. And I think it's in week one, which is kind of a little round robin there. When you think about those three teams, the fact that Tech is going to play two SEC teams in the first couple of weeks of the year and those two teams play each other as well, I didn't realize that until you just said that.
But, yeah, and that first one's here.
Yeah.
That first one is here on that Sunday. A month from today, actually. How about that?
Inject that into my veins. Georgia does open camp today, Allie.
Man, it is so close. We're here. So this is something we're going to cover in the wake-up call today. We want to know who you believe Georgia's toughest opponent is. If you can't be here at 8 a.m., we've got a tweet going. Go ahead. Let us know your thoughts on that at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up next, we've got the front page. We'll get into the Braves, those Braves. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. We'll see if Bo can tie things up today with Falcons being the theme for trivia today.
Oh, man. Is it history or current? Okay, I need to know.
Throwback Thursday trivia. That's next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.